Hey there, and welcome to this rather experimental episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and in this episode, I wanted to test just how easy and quickly I could get something done. And that something is this podcast. So I'm letting you in on a little secret. I decided I was recording something on my phone, like a voice memo to remind myself. And first of all, I thought, the quality on this isn't too bad. But also, we often put so many barriers in our way when it comes to putting something out there. We think we need the perfect launch sequence. We think we need templated emails. We think we need to really polish our video skills before we could possibly put anything out online. And you may have picked up that I am all about testing ideas and getting feedback, because often we can squirrel away in our own offices or in our own homes, thinking of the ideas, waiting, anticipating, just waiting till the perfect time to put something out. And if that is your style and part of your brand, go for it. But what I see happening for a lot of people is they just get caught up in that thinking phase, that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And they don't actually take that very vital step, which is to put an idea out into the world, test it. Does it work? Does it not work? And what kind of feedback do you get? So as I was sitting there recording this voice memo to myself, I thought, you know what? Wouldn't it be wild just to record a podcast episode in my phone? No intro, no outro, no recording in GarageBand, no removing the ums and the ahs, and just see how it works. Just to prove to myself, and also as an experiment for you to maybe take something away from, that it is possible. You don't need to have a giant production studio behind you. You literally have a phone, which I know you have, and you can hit record. So here we go. This episode is all about testing new ideas and some of the things that I have learned along the way when it comes to this. So the first thing I have to say when it comes to testing new ideas is you need to voice them. You can write them in your journal, you can think them in your head, but until you say them out loud to another human, they may not ever become real. This was never more relevant or vital or heard by me when I hurt my, it's the story of my first business and how it came about. And what had happened was I'd hurt my ankle. And it wasn't actually playing roller derby. It was during a walk when I had done my training, wanted to do the walk because I was playing a game the next day. And I thought, oh, a walk will be relaxing and it'll be good for my body. No, it was the Byron Bay Lighthouse walk. And I twisted my ankle really badly. We actually thought it was fractured. And I was in a temporary cast a few days later. Turns out it wasn't fractured, which was very fortunate. But it did mean 6 weeks off skates, 6 weeks sitting at home. And my friend was really lovely, had come over with some treats, we're probably going to have a chai or something like that. And she just took one look at me and said, you're not going to last 6 weeks sitting on the couch. And I was like, I know, I do realize this, but I've got an idea. She's like, what is it? And this friend of mine, shout outs to Yvette, you know who you are, but she'd helped me with my wedding earlier in the year. She'd helped me make a lot of crafty things. So I said to her, like, why don't we keep this, crafty vibe going? And I would love to make a macrame pot hanging. And I also have this idea, which is that we could make a do-it-yourself kit and sell it. That was the first time I'd ever said that out loud to anyone. I didn't even actually know those words were going to come out of my mouth until she, had said to me, oh, you're not going to last sitting on your bum for 6 weeks. And from there, we headed off to Spotlight. We grabbed some materials. We started experimenting. We found a, how to on the internet. We started thinking about ideas, and probably within about 4 weeks, we were at our very first markets at Byron Bay Markets. We sold a few hangings. I actually wasn't there. I'd sent my husband along because I was in Bali for work, but it was quite a successful market. It was that opportunity to test the idea in the real world. We could have sat at home experimenting, painting beads, trying to figure out how to make a website, trying to figure out how to take great photos, writing descriptions, how much are we going to charge for shipping, what are we going to send it in, all of those things. But instead, we took action and we, you know, made a few phone calls, found out that we needed to get into the Byron Markets now, even if we weren't quite ready, because otherwise we wouldn't have a hope in order to get at the markets before Christmas, which we knew that has a really great e-commerce and retail background. So we knew Christmas was our time, but we had to go for it. That first market, as I said, I wasn't even there, but we made around $300 and we tested that idea and we went for it. So that was the first time, it's in my sort of personal experience, of just testing an idea and going for it and not really overthinking it. The second time has been more recently when it comes to creating Instagram Reels for my business. Now, I have to admit, I have done videos for my business for a few years now. I had made them into a massive thing in my head. I thought I needed to have this perfect background. I needed to rehearse what I had to say. I really needed to have a strategy and a plan, when literally I just needed to get over myself and hit record. And that has never been easier when it comes to online marketing. Getting yourself out there is with Instagram Reels. Not only do you have like a timer telling you how long a minute is, and everybody knows it's a minute, so it's really great, but you've got things like added in captions. You don't need a third party software in order to add captions. You can add filters. You don't even need to wear makeup. How cool is that? And so I have been experimenting with these 1 minute reels this year and have never had so much feedback from people when I talk to them, just like, oh, I love your videos. It meant that I was asked to speak at a local networking breakfast on this strategy. Like, they were going to get me to talk about email marketing or overcoming imposter syndrome. But then the woman who runs the networking breakfast, Rosemary, said, can you just talk about your Instagram reels strategy? I just love it so much. And from there, I was able to sell some of my books and also have gained several clients from there. That was all from me just testing an idea, which was, can I talk for a minute? Yes, turns out I can. Can I hit record? Yes, I can. And can I just test this idea and share things with the world? It wasn't overthought. It's not some massive strategy. It really is, how can I get those ideas out of my head and into the world really quickly? If you're interested in learning more, I am going to run an online workshop just covering how to create more confident reels. And again, it's something that I thought of and I'm just putting out into the world. It is a paid workshop and there is a special offer if you book before November 4th. Just, you know, hit the link in my bio or head over to my Instagram at Miranda Ivy Media to find that. But it really is, okay, how can I test this? How can I get that feedback and take the next step? Because we often think when it comes to business or learning a new hobby or, you know, just doing something different, we think it's got to be this massive change. But another big thing that I've learned over the years of running my own business is it's the small steps. It's just those small jumps that turn into big leaps over time. So if you're someone who maybe has been putting up some blocks and like, oh, I couldn't possibly do video, I'm a bit old or my voice sucks or I can't really talk in coherent sentences. Well, the thing is, you're never going to be able to talk in coherent sentences unless you start now. I have to admit, I never thought I could have a podcast. I always wanted to have a podcast, but I'd been turning it into this massive deal in my life that, you know, it needed to be perfect and sound amazing. And I really wanted to have 500 episodes before I even began. But I am so thankful and grateful to myself for hitting record on that first episode and maintaining a semi-weekly presence for the past 18 months. And finally, the third, just let it, test it, throw out that random idea in your head into the world suggestion I have for you today is to reach out to that person that you really want to talk to. Reach out to that person that maybe you'd like to be on their podcast. Maybe you'd just like to have a chat with them. Maybe you'd like to collaborate with them in future. There's nothing more amazing in this modern world than receiving a personalized, you know, message from someone, and maybe there's a connection between you two. I did this recently with a business mentor that one of my clients works with. Now, this client of mine had been raving about this woman and saying, oh, I love her so much. And then someone else had told me about this woman and who she was working with. And my bookkeeper told me, oh, she's changed so-and-so's business. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to her and say hello and say, you know what? Our mutual client speaks highly of you. I'd love to have a chat with you and find out more about what it is that you do. It was short and sweet, and she responded, and we had a chat on Zoom, and then she lives in Adelaide, so we decided to have breakfast together when I was in Adelaide recently, and since then we've been referring clients to each other, and we know that we're going to be working together over the next, you know, few months or even into years. And that's all because I reached out to her and I said, hey, you know, my client talks about you all the time. I'd love to know a little bit more about what it is that you do. All too often, we're holding ourselves back from putting ourselves out there and, you know, maybe trying something new like an Instagram reel or reaching out to someone that we would actually love to connect with. So if you take anything away from this very rough and ready podcast episode, is have a go, give it a try, test it, see what works, see what didn't, and just know that it's all part of the fun journey of having a business and experimenting with it. If this has been useful, I'd love to know. Or if you're going to start a podcast using your phone, I'd love to know that too. And as always, keep in touch and stay fabulous.